Hello everyone, sorry, hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So today I have come up with a very important topic to talk about, that's very important, and that is why to do right even when nobody sees you. So now this is the very important topic, why there is a need to do right even when nobody sees you. Now this is a very important topic to talk about, because nowadays in this material world, in this crazy world, the people are going crazy and the blue-pill fools are not knowing what is right and what is wrong now, because now from their perspective, even by doing wrong, they are thinking it as right. Now this is the mentality, and this is happening everywhere. So basically why there is a need to do good. Now actually, just by from the topic only, you can say why there is a need and why it is good to do right even when nobody sees you. Because at the end, see, positive force sees you each time, every time. At the same time, I must also say negative force will also see you. That's why throwing and bombarding all the negative thoughts in your mind so constantly, since it's a world of negative force. So it's one thing that you need to understand, that is, there is a very great need to do right because of the karmic actions, because it will be recorded. All the things are getting automatically recorded by the positive forces. So that's why do right even when nobody sees you, because at the end positive force is will see you, and you will be facing the consequences accordingly. So now let me talk about why I have made this episode, why I am making this episode. See, yesterday only, I don't know what at which time it happened, but I went to a place, and there what I have seen, I went to eat noodles. So I paid the money, but what happened, there were two guys and they were saying abusive word, that is a different thing, but what they did is that while they were constantly talking with each other, and then since the shopkeeper of that noodle shop became busy, why? Because he was getting a lot of customers came at the same time to that shop, so the shop owner became very busy, and now these two guys are now thinking of taking advantage. What they started to do, they were constantly talking at the same time, they are in a very hurry, they are eating very fastly. Why? Because so that they can directly put the plates down and then they can directly run away from on their bikes. So they were thinking of that, and since the shopkeeper was totally entangled by the customers and their orders, taking orders and then telling his staff members to do the order, to follow the order. So what happened is that since I was eating at that time only, while eating only, I have seen that they both directly went out by keeping the plates and then left away. And when the shopkeeper came after 15 minutes, I'm telling you, after 15 minutes the shopkeeper came, and what he sees is that they haven't paid the bill, and it was a very simple bill, a normal bill, it was not very huge amount, but they haven't paid, and then they just ran away. And then the shopkeeper owner become little bit mad and started shouting at the staff members why you are irresponsible and all that, but at the same time he must also admitted, he have also admitted that it was also my mistake, I was totally busy and there are some cheaters, cheating customers, so we must all be aware. So at the end of the day he apologized to with all his staff members. But now what is the lesson that one must learn from that? Do right, because now these two guys have committed, not paid their dues. I must say, see, actually they must pay the bill, but since they haven't paid, so now the positive force will count it as due. That means they will pay in the end or in the near future or just tomorrow or within today, they will pay. But they will pay, and that is the, so that will be counted as due. So that's why don't take dues from the positive force, because it will be coming in as a consequence. So rather that's why it is necessary to always do right even when nobody sees you. Like I am telling my own example, like what I am doing always, I am always checking, cross checking my karmas. How? That is a very beautiful question. See, like if that thing would happened with me, let's say I have a shopkeeper went busy, then what I will do? I will directly be going and giving the money, and then that person will definitely be saying, oh, I forgot and all that nonsense, but I will be paying my bill. I will be clearing my accounts with that person. See, yes, there is also, I don't know where from YouTube only I have heard about this thing, clearing accounts with the person. That means, let's say there are two persons and you are both have any relationship like friendship, wife, girlfriend, husband, whatever, that is a different thing, but always clear your accounts. That means if let's say you have said something very abusive or even something bad, or I have spoken something that might hurt somebody, so now I must clear it out, like by saying sorry. So clear your accounts, don't have any dues with any person. Always treat everybody as customers, like always think other people as customers and you are the shopkeeper. And now you must, sorry, always think other people as they are the shopkeeper and you are the customer. Since you are a customer, you have some responsibility, and forget about shopkeeper responsibility. Your responsibility is to pay the bill. So always pay the bill, clear your accounts. And even in vice versa also, you can become the customer and you can become the shopkeeper and customer, whatever you do. But I just want to give you the concept, clearing your accounts, that is very important. So now I think I have covered at least I have given little bit justice to this episode. So let me wrap it up, because within a short span of time I can't speak for long hours. As I have already told you, I am running busy. So okay, bye bye, hope you enjoy it, hope you get my point. Okay, bye bye.